Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Views on View. I am your host, Lindsay Wardell. With me today is Steve Edwards.
How you doing? Also from Portland.
Doing all right. Enjoying the nice, sunny, cloudy sky.
Yeah, the sun just peeked through right here into my office. Weekend was gorgeous, and then the hail came on Monday.
Oh, yeah. But my dad always says, even when it's raining, it's a bright, sunshiny day. Otherwise, you couldn't see the sun. And our special guest today is Shuvo. Welcome, Shuvo.
Hey, hi. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
Hey, folks. This is Charles Maxwood from Top End Devs. And lately, I've been working on actually building out Top End Devs. If you're interested, you can go to topenddevs.com/podcast, and you can actually hear a little bit more about my story, about why I'm doing what I'm doing with Top End Devs, why I changed it from devchat.tv to Top End Devs. But what I really want to get into is that I have decided that I'm going to build the platform that I always wished I had with devchat.tv. And I renamed it to Top End Devs because I want to give you the resources that are going to help you to build the career that you want, right? So whether you want to be an influencer in tech, whether you want to go and just max out your salary and then go live a lifestyle with your family, your friends, or just traveling the world or whatever, I want to give you the resources that are going to help you do that. We're going to have career and leadership resources in there, and we're going to be giving you content on a regular basis to help you level up and max out your career. So go check it out at topenddevs.com. If you sign up before my birthday, that's December 14th. If you sign up before my birthday, you can get 50% off the lifetime of your subscription. Once again, that's topenddevs.com.
Shuvo, would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners?
Sure. So my name is Shuvo Chondo. I am from India. I live in a state called West Bengal. It is very close to Darjeeling. And I primarily work as a freelance web developer right now. And along with that, I also write technical blog posts for many popular blogs.
Well, that's pretty exciting. I've never written for a popular blog besides my own. How did you get started with that?
So I was starting to brush up my writing skills as well as to deeply know more about the topics that I was learning. So I started blogging on my own blog. And once I started writing regularly for my own blog, I get many opportunities to write for other companies and other sites like LogRocket. So they reached me and they told me to write for them. And also I get paid for them. So that's how I started writing for them. So it all started from my own.
Sounds like a win-win.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Yeah.
That's awesome. What got you started with freelancing in the first place? Was it you just wanted the freedom to do whatever kind of work you were able to? Or what was your interest there?
Yeah, so I am still studying. I am studying my master's in computer science. So to make some quick bucks and to get some quick money, so I started freelancing, and this is still continuing. I think I'll get a job once I complete my master's.
Nice, that makes sense. What kind of technologies do you typically reach for? Or maybe a better question, what kinds of projects do you prefer to work on?
So any project that I want myself, like a solution that I want for myself, like I once thought that it might be a great idea to save threads, the Twitter threads. They are pretty big right now. So I thought, let's make a solution to save the threads on my own end. So I made a solution like that. So this is how I came up to projects and ideas.
Nice. So in some ways, you're scratching your own itch. It's something that's interesting to yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
And nice. Well, cool. You said, you just mentioned that you're working on your master's. We've spoken to a lot of people who have come into tech through more non-traditional paths as well. What led you to taking the course of working on a degree like this? What got you started in technology that way?
So I was interested in programming from very early, not very early, like I was when I was 15 from that. So my particular interest in picking computer science was that I didn't wanted to take biology in my 11th and 12th. So I chose any other subject other than that one. So I pick up computer science, and that is what continuing with this.
That's awesome. I can definitely relate to wanting to avoid some of the other sciences. Very cool. Well, today we are here to discuss one of the blog posts you have on LogRocket, talking about using ImageKit and Vue.js. Vue.js I am very familiar with. It's a really cool framework. If you haven't used it, you should definitely check it out. But I haven't heard of ImageKit specifically. Would you mind talking a little bit about that?
Sure. So ImageKit is a real-time optimization service, you can say. So like we often have to share resources to like for our own websites and all, we often like to share our images. So ImageKit is a service that makes those with which you can like transform your images. Like you can convert the height and width, or you can add image overlays, or you can directly provide all your images through a CDN to get a faster response. So it is completely image service with which you can do most of the things that you can normally want to do for your own site or in any project you're working on.
Gotcha. So in some ways, it sounds like the same kind of service that Cloudinary offers. Are they a direct competitor then?
Yes, they are like a direct competitor to them. But as ImageKit mentions that they compresses the picture better than Cloudinary. They say it like this.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay, cool. And it looks like from your blog post, there is some nice integration that you can get with Vue specifically. Typically, when I think of something like Cloudinary, my main goal is put an image somewhere and then get the compressed version so that I can use that in my application. But it looks like there's some other functionality that you can get inside of Vue. Does that sound accurate? Am I reading the article correctly?
Yeah. So we can get any transformations we want directly from the component we're using. So we just pass two properties to the component and we get whatever transformation we want. This is that simple.
That seems really nice. So yeah, I'd love to just explore this setup that you have here. Just could you mind walking us through how you would integrate ImageKit with Vue, just for those listening? Don't need to go through the entire blog post, obviously. Want to just give a taste for people, but I'm very interested in how you approach this.
Sure.
Just from your own perspective.
So to start transforming any image, the basic thing we want from ImageKit is the URL endpoint. Everything happens on top of that